Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 25th. The grains closed mix with March corn down 2.25 cents, 674.75. March wheat up 6.75 cents at 741.25. And March beans up 14 cents at 1502.5. The meal was up 570. The oil was down 44 ticks. The corn market and the wheat market, it looked like traders are starting to unwind some of these short wheat, long corn spreads. The spread got down to 53.75 cents after a high a year ago, roughly, at 507.75. So, you know, the spread's given back $4.50, and it's been a pretty steady decline. And it may be time for that spread to start reversing, meaning traders will be buying wheat and selling corn. There was a report out today that the Russians fired a missile into a Turkish ship in port. Haven't been any real comments since then, but I would imagine President Erdogan of Turkey isn't too happy with all that. Was it a mistake? Was it intentional? It really didn't do much to the wheat normally. That would have caused a 10 or 20 cent rally in the wheat, but we closed just a penny and a quarter above where we opened, so it really took it pretty well. Bean market, on the other hand, you know, is up 14 cents here. With the crush, it should have been up about 8 cents or so. So it outperformed the crush. It, you know, 3 days ago it outperformed it. Yesterday it underperformed it. Today it overperformed it. I think the crush is trying to find some kind of level there. The export inspection, or export sales rather, tomorrow, they're looking at 375,000 metric tons of wheat, 1 million metric tons of corn, 950,000 metric tons of beans. So we haven't seen any results of the Iraqi tender. They were looking for either U.S., Australian, or Canadian wheat. We'll see if they actually bought anything, and if they did, where did they get it from? But I haven't seen any results of that yet. So, you know, the ballpark here is wheat's been oversold, due for a rally, and particularly against the corn. Funds are long 180,000 corn or more. They're short about 70,000 wheat, so it could be time to start rolling out of some of those spreads. The weather in Argentina remains really pretty good considering where it's been. Those crops are getting bigger. You know, I just think any bean rally right now needs to be sold. We don't have any strong export market. It's going to continue to shrink in the next couple of weeks as China gets their beans in. And the Argentinian crop should be a lot better than we would have thought 2 weeks ago. And Brazil still looks like it's having a bumper crop. So with all that being said, I still think you got to sell whatever rallies are out there in the beans and the corn. The wheat, maybe not so much anymore. We'll have to keep an eye on that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.